The group stood outside the chambers with signs in hand and bandanas around their mouths to symbolize what they call the suppression of their voice. But one member of the coalition, Cynthia Gardner-Williams, wasn't shy about explaining why she had come to Florida's Capitol Tuesday.
I was really frustrated by what happened during the election and what I perceived as people's intentional effort to suppress the vote.
Gardner-Williams says with the help of the NAACP and others that they will push for more comprehensive election reforms in the upcoming legislative session. New Senate President Don Gates has already said looking into elections issues will be a priority. For WFSU-FM, I'm Ryan Bank.